Good morning. We're Masechet Tmura Daf Kafhei, and we at the last line. That's Manny's there. Here, we at the last line on Kaf Dalam with Bet Yalda Tumtum Vadrugra. Thank you. Yalda Tumtum Vadrugra. That's from the Mishnah yesterday. We saw there that if the child, the fetus, was born as a Tumtum Vadrugra, which is not sure what the sexes were. Rashbag Omer Ein Kedusha Chala Aleihem. Okay, there's no Kedusha on it whatsoever. Zero Kedusha. So he wants to say, I thought of it before I said this. There are two parts of this stuff. We're going to see some Gemara in here, which I hope I'm able to explain the Gemara, because they're amazing. Some very nice, like simple, like very good lumdas of the Gemara in the stuff. We'll see it now. So he wants to say, am I? Right? So the question is, am I in Kedusha Chal Aleihen? Why don't they have the Kedusha? Right, now look at Rashi, just to complicate the matters a little bit. He says, "Vafidu emtei tanami kai." Remember, we had yesterday, we ended up by saying that the Reisha of the Mishnah was discussing a chulin. The Seifa of the Mishnah was discussing a chulin. And the emtaita, that case we had with the two children were discussing a kochin. Remember, the animal itself was a korban. And you already brought it to kochin. What's the problem? Daf kafe yam tmura. That's me'ila. Nida, no, you got the wrong Gemara here.
And you magnish an animal which was already pregnant. So then the vlad also became kosher. When we said our case only if you were magnish an animal and then it became, sorry, other way around. If you magnish an animal and it became pregnant when it was a korban, then the vlad also became kodesh, remember? Although b'haviatan, the question was when did it actually become kodesh, when it was born or when it was conceived. But it doesn't matter, he says here, Rashi, afilu kedushat iman ayna chalaleihin. In a case like that, according to this over here, and tumtum androgynous fetus, even if it was a kodesh, a korban, and then it'd be conceived, there'd be no kedusha on the child whatsoever. The hastam ain kedusha kama. Full stop, across the board, there's no kedusha on a tumtum. Unbelievable chidush this. I mean, that's what I was talking about. We'll get to it. Okay, so now, why not? Is the Gemara Amai, Ksavarashbag, Vladot Kochim Bahavayatan Hein Kedoshim. Right, what's he saying over here? That the Kedoshim Bahavayatan, we've seen this all along, what does it mean Bahavayatan? That only when they get born, while they're hanging around, busy, conceived and growing, there's no Kedusha. When does the Kedusha kick in? When it passes through the womb. Right, it's like a Bechor, so to speak. Look at Rashi, Bahavayatan, Keshehei Noladin. The Hilchach Ein Shum Kedusha Chala Aleihen. Right? Because we, in other words, because what's really going on here in the Gemara? We'll say, what do we know Kedusha? We don't know it's a tumtum and an androgynous yet. It's in the womb. There's no ultrasounds. So why shouldn't there be Kedusha? Tell us Kedusha, and then when you check out that you're going to get born later on, say, I'm afraid there wasn't Kedusha. But in the meantime, there's Kedusha. He says, no. Because when does the Kedusha kick in? Only once it gets born. When it gets born, we know it's a tumtum and an androgynous. No Kedusha. Okay, that's that over there, right? The Isakadatach Mimaye Iman Hain Kadoshim. If you would have thought, says the Gemara, that they're already Kadosh in their fetus, in the womb, Amai Hain Kadusha Chalale? Why not? Hatafsatinu Kadusha Dimayu. The mother's Kadusha, right? That's what Rashi added in here, even if we're talking about a Kochin. The mother's Kadusha should have attached them at least, El Shmami. Now, what do we learn from that? Vladei Kochim. Vladei Kochim now, right? Not Vladei Chulim. Vladei Kochim, even if it's a mother's a Kodesh, Bahavayatan Hein Kedoshin. When does the Kedusha of the mother appear? Only when it gets born. So until it's given birth, and hasn't yet got the Kedusha of its mother, which enables us to actually make it another Kochim. Remember, that's what we can say, that a Shlamim, we can make the Vlad in Ola. Right? And that's why we can prevent the Bechor. We said yesterday, how do you prevent the Bechor from becoming a Bechor? You can say, I want to make that fetus an Ola. Right? Because it hasn't yet got the Kedusha. Okay? Now, the Gemara is like this. Vahai Tana. Now, we haven't yet seen the Tana. Vahai Tana Savar. And there is another Tana, though, the Gemara is going to say. It is this Tana who says differently. That's Rashbag. But he's a Tana who says otherwise, right? And who's the? And now here comes the Tana. The Torah about, Right. Dahai, you okay there? You good? Okay. Dahai Tana, right? Dahai Tana, right? So there is this Tana. Dahai Tana. Saba, Vrana Kochim, Maya Ima name Kadoshim. It says different to Rashbag. That here, this Kochim, Maya Ima. That they are Kadosh in the mother's stomach. Right? Turn around. Here comes a brighter. Ilu ne'emar b'chol lo yagdish. It's a little bit complicated brightness. Let's talk about it for 1 second outside. Look at the pasuk. Pasuk like this. Ach b'chor asher yevukar l'ashem. So this ach, right? It was only this b'chor, the asher yevukar l'ashem, which is the b'chor to Hashem. Bivheima lo yagdish ish oto. While it's in the mother's, in the animal, no one can magdish it. Im shor im se, if it's a shor or a se, l'ashem hu. In other words, what we're saying, this Bechor stays a Bechor. Okay? Now look at the brighter takes this Pasuk away. It says like this. Ish, Talmud Omar, Ish Oto. Oh, sorry. The Torah Ran, Ilu Ne'emar Bechor Lo Yagdish. What is the Pasuk? So the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukar Lashem Bivaheima Lo Yagdish Ish Oto. So the brighter says, if it had just said Bechor Lo Yagdish, it never said Bechor Asher Yivukar Lashem Bivaheima Lo Yagdish. It skipped out the Bivaheima and just said Lo Yagdish. Then what would I have said? It's Yomer Bechor Lo Yagdish Hekdeshot. What would I have said? And a Bechor Kon Magdish Hekdeshot. Look at Rashi here. Ilu Ne'emar. See the Rashi there? Ilu Ne'emar Bechor Asher Yivukar Lo Yagdish. Velo Ketiv Ish Oto. Velo Ketiv Bivaheima, says Rashi. It's important Rashi this. Hayiti Omer Bechor Adam. What's the Torah talking about? Adam who's a Bechor, lo yakdishor davar lehekdish. A Bechor of an Adam kon magdish. That's what I would have thought from the beginning of the Pasuk. Right? Now we're talking about a Bechor of an Adam, he kon magdish. Talmud Lomar, Ish Oto. Ah, the Pasuk adds in, Asher Yivukar lo yakdish Ish Oto. What does it mean, Ish Oto? Oto yata magdish. Aval magdish adam bechor hekdeshot. Now I've realized. Now, Pasuk says no. A bechor can't magdish a bechor, but he can magdish other hekdeshot. Now, like I'm a bechor, for example, up until that ishoto, I couldn't magdish. Now I said no. I can't magdish a bechor, but I can magdish other hekdeshot. Va'adayin ani omer hu lo yagdish. Aval yagdishu acherim, that's a question, but maybe he can't magdish, but others can magdish. Talmud Lomar, bebehema. What do you mean bebehema? Bevehema asakti. I'm talking about an animal, not a bechor of a human being. Look at Rashi very quickly, yeah? Talmud Lomar oto, midakamar oto, since it says the word oto, mashma da abechor behema nami kamar, we're talking also, Rashi hasn't yet got to the Gemara yet, also about an animal bechor, vachi kamar, that's what we want to say, ach bechor, which is the Hainu Adam. We're talking about a man, Asher Yevukar, who is an animal. But Bechor Behema lo Yakdish, a Bechor of a human being can't Makdish a Bechor of an animal. Then Oto Eno Makdish. Bechor Adam lo Yakdish Bechor Behema. Okay, so we're still on the assumption now that a Bechor Adam can't Makdish a Bechor Behema. So we've got a limitation now on a human being who's a Bechor with regards to animals who's a Bechor. Aval Makdish hu Shar Kochi, but a Bechor who's a human being can Makdish other animals. Va'akati, but still, lo itzrich b'behema. I don't need the word yet for b'behema. What's the word b'behema doing in the pasuk? Ulahach dar sha'atid. Rashi says, and this is why the word b'behema comes. The ka'amrina, and to tell us like this. Yachol lo yagdish, hu b'chor adam lo yagdish, oto b'chor b'behema, v'yagdishu oto acherim. Now Rashi explains what that means. Sha'ar b'nei adam, she'enan b'chorot, who are not b'chorot, like any other body is a second birth child, yagdishu b'chor b'behema l'kdush acherim. Crazy situation. So now you've got a situation where you can't magnish a Bechor can't magnish a Bechor can't magnish anything else, but another person, not a Bechor, can magnish other animals for other things. That's what we've got so far, right? Then, okay, Talmud Lomar Behema. So now the Torah says, no, Behema. What's Behema? Look at Rashi. The law is trich. I never knew that behemah. It's redundant. I could have easily looked out the word Ach Bechor Asher Yivukal Hashem Lo Yakdish. I don't know the word behemah in the pasuk. So what did it tell me? The Ati the Giluya Elei the Krak comes to explain what the pasuk is discussing, which is what the Lav Bechor Adam Mishtai. We aren't discussing human beings at all. Leave out that whole Hava Amina there about the Bechor Adam, etc., etc., etc. It's not that at all. It's behemah. Look at Rashi there. But behemah Asakti, he says. But Bechor behemah Dibartika. And this pasuk is only speaking about a Bechor behemah, not about a Bechor human being at all. Shelo Yakdishenu Shum Adam Likdusha Acheret. That the Bechor, now we understand that the limitation is you can't Maglish a Bechor to anything else. Instead, we saw that if you want a Ma'arim, how you can Maglish a Bechor, right? This one telling you can't Maglish the Bechor. Velo dibartikan b'chor adam klum. Okay? So up until the word b'behema, we've now understand that we're discussing here. We're trying to prove that this Tana holds that Vlade Kochim already karosh in their mother's womb. So he says, a b'chor in this mother's womb, you can't magdish for anything else. Completely cholek on our Mishnah from yesterday. So now the Gemara says, Keren yachol lo yakdishu b'beten? Even when it's in the stomach? Maybe I can't magdish the b'chor when it's outside, but even in the stomach? Tamud lomar asher yevukar l'ashem. Look at Rashi b'beten. Shafinu b'ol b'beten lo yuchal hakdisho likdusha acheret. I saw Mishnah yesterday. So he says, Tamud lomar asher yevukar l'ashem. Mi sheyevukar l'ashem, Rashi says, mi sheyikadesh barechem, aval b'beten chol hu. Mi sheyevukar l'ashem, I ata makdish, aval ata makdish b'beten. What does that mean? That when it's the rechem, when it's being passed through, when it's being born, then you can't magdish. While it's still in the womb, you can magdish in the stomach, which in our case is in the womb. You can see how the rechem is the womb, right? But meaning while it's in the earlier stage, before it comes to the rechem, you can still magdish it. Yachol af ladei kola kochim ken? Does this apply to all kochim as well? Look at Rashi. Shiye mutar l'shanoto l'kdusha achet b'od b'beten. You can still change the kdusha while it's in the womb. Talmud lomar ach. Chilek, look at Rashi. The woman ach bechor, ach chilek. The bechor he tart lecha lagdish kodem sheyevukar. The bechor allowed you to change before it became a bechor. It was before it came through, before it got born, because this Tana couldn't exactly say a bechor you couldn't change, because we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that a bechor you can change, right? So he agrees with the Mishnah. However, he says it's limited only to a bechor. Any other kodshim in the womb, you can't. The chevan de imo kedusha. Come on, a mother now who's kadosh. Since it's mother's kadosh, kol purta upurta de mitavre bay mitfis bikdusha. Every little piece that is being created, growing slowly as it grows, becomes consumed with this kedusha. The vladot kodshim. Bemaye iman hein kedushot, because the an ubar, what do you call that? A fetus in the mother's womb is kadosh. Velaitle ketane de matnitin, not like Talva Mishnah. Because the basically says like this, the gzerata katuv, that a bechor you can change the kedusha, because of this pasuk brought bebeten, but all other kochim you can't. Okay. This can't only be shivcha Hashem. Shivcha Hashem, I ata magdish, but ata magdish bebeten. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you can even any other korban. This Tana says you can't. That's why he says. That's why he says if a high Tana, someone like Kochim, might even hang Kochim. I think that we learned that klal that when Rashbag is in the Mishnah as a Da'at Yachid, he's brought that the Aloch is like him. Or the Rashbag. So I think that the Aloch would be like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I think. Although there's a halacha on here, though, funny enough, the bet of halacha here is on Vlade Kochi Bimaya Iman Hen Kadoshi. Tell me something there, is that the halacha? The bet here, if you see it, that's like sometimes like a guideline. The Masoret Hashas, you got it there?
One may not consecrate the fetus of a consecrated animal with the sanctity that it is from that of the mother. Reasons that the fetus is consecrated with the sanctity of the mother when it is still in the womb, and therefore the sanctity cannot be changed. One may consecrate the fetus of an animal pregnant with its firstborn with a different sanctity, because the fetus is not imbued with the sanctity of its firstborn all the time of birth.
So the halacha is like this. It's interesting. Hey? So there goes my whole theory. Okay. Although Rashbag didn't really speak about that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah didn't say Vladei Kochim b'maya iman whatever. Rashbag was speaking about a kedusha, about the tumtum and the androgynous. And there might be a different reason for that. In other words, Rashbag didn't particularly actually say that. We understood from Rashbag, why didn't the kedusha fall on the fetus? Because he wanted to say, "Ksav Rashbag, v'lo kochim, avtara kochim." Right. No, but we derived from the androgynous. What was Rashbag's reason for the androgynous? Because Rashbag said that v'lo kochim only bahavayatan. In other words,
you learn the androgynous from
his cloud, but his rule wasn't what mentioned in the Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. Mm. He didn't mention the rule in the Mishnah. The Mishnah derived the reason for that because of his rule. So maybe if he had said it in the Mishnah, it would have been halacha. But because it's only derived, not halacha. Maybe even the other Tana, who says differently, would agree with him on the androgynous and tumtum for a different reason. I don't know. I'm just trying to sort of speculate on why that is. Okay. Okay, so now Alma Svidla Brakochi Amram Rav Sheshet. Rav says to Rav Sheshet, Amar ala Bechor, right? Im Yitziat Rubo Yeola. He says a guy like a situation, a new case now. Amar ala Bechor. There's a Bechor in animal stomach. Now we've seen, according to both opinions, everybody agrees. Oh, you got a problem there? You're back in there with a seat in there. Right. Okay?
Should get tables with no legs.
No, but I can see it. It's a problem. I think we.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. We'll try the round. Then those legs get. Over the back.
They might get his legs.
Yeah. I know. We've got to think of it. It's a pity about this. Anyhow, we'll make a plan. All right. He says like this. It says like this, Rav Amram says to Rav Sheshet, Amar ala Bechor, there's an animal that's a Bechor, and he says now, with regards to that Bechor, right, Rashi says, right, when this, and it's still in the mother's stomach, he says, Im yitziat rubo, right, he says, when this animal, when most of it is im yitziat rubo, with the majority of it being born, or la have, or Bechor have, what will happen? In other words, if the guy makes a t'nai, he says, when that animal is the majority of it is born, it'll become an ola. But now we know that when an animal, the majority of it is born, it's already born. And we know that a bechor gets its status as a bechor when it's either a rubo, rosho, or rubo. So he's saying at the time that majority of it is born, it'll be an ola. Now we've got a problem. Now we've got two kedushot conflicting. Because the natural kedusha will be the bechor. Even there's a higher level of kedusha of the ola, which is placing on him. So he says, if he says Ola Have, especially Obechor Have, which would it be? Right, look at Rashi. He said like this. Amar ala Bechor, ba'odah ba'etin, im yetziat rubo de'bai le'michla kedusha Bechor, ha'asha'at di'chul le'alei kedusha Ola, ve'lo kodem. He says, that's when it becomes a kedusha, not prior to that. Ha'ashta ha'vutartin kedushot le'mecha ba'dani. We've got two kedushas which are happening at the same time. So he says, ha'minayu, which one? Chamura. Which one is going to be more stronger now to be able to overcome the other? Because we've got an Ola and a Bechor.
Default to Bechor.
You say the default is Bechor, but Ola is a higher level Kedusha. What's our Pashut, Rav Sheshet and Amra, we're having this discussion, right? So it wouldn't be a question. So he says to him, he answers like you. So he says to him, other way around, sorry. He answers, Rav Sheshet says, Ola Have, to be an Ola. Why? The whole put the kanafik who kalil. He says, no, you know what? Don't answer. This is an explanation of the question. This is the explanation of the question. The question is, would it be an ola? Because what would be asvara? That as it's an ola, because every part of this animal that's coming out is kalil, is complete here, and therefore the korban ola is kalil toktari, completely burnt, therefore it's going to highlight. Or bechor have, the whole put the kanafik bemiltehu. Or maybe every part that's coming out is ready in its own essence. Look at Rabbi Gershom down the bottom here. Rabbi Gershom, about six lines in the second middle section, not the very wide section, says the whole purta de kanafik kai bemilte beikar kedushato shel bechor atzmo, because really it is a bechor. So as it's busy being born, it is a bechor being born. Like what you wanted to say, right? That's the one option. Or do we say no? As it's busy being born here, it's got this totality of kedusha of the ola. That's the question. Lishnach, another way you could look at it, he says, is Shechein Kedusha Chayla Alei. Do we say that the Kedusha is on it? Or Dilma Bechor Havei Shechein Kedusha Merechim. No, it was already born a Kedusha. In other words, those are the two sides of the argument. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshet says to Rav Amram, he says, Malti Bayelach, what are you hacking a Chanukya for? Lav Hanu de Baye Ilfa. Isn't this Ilfa already asked this question a long time ago? Amar, what did Ilfa say? Ala Leket. You've got leket shicha v'peah, right? The fourth, the mitzvah you got to leave behind for the anim, right? The leftover, what falls out, right? Leket is what falls, right? Right. Shichecha is what you leave behind. Peah is the corners. Leket is what you, right? Right. Whatever. In the shirat rubo yehefke, he says leket when it's dropped out of the bundles, the majority of it, as the majority the rov falls out, it becomes hefka. So now, why does this leket become hefka with the rov? So he says, leket have a, is it leket or is it hefka? So he says, now he has an explanation. Because now there's a difference between the leket or the hefka. What would be the difference between leket or hefka? Because he says, yeah, the leket, as it be, if it's hefka, you can also take it yourself, right?
Anybody can
take it. You can go back yourself and get it, not only the anim. Mm-hmm. So it says, if it, he explains it, because leket have a, why would we say leket? Shechein kedushato b'day shamayim, because it was leket b'day shamayim. That is the din that it was miyuat leket. So right? Or deal mehefker have? Why? Shechein zochim bo anim v'ashirim. Now, if anybody can get it. So I'm Rabbi, what did Rabbi say on that? Mighty Baile, why you argue? What's your question? Let's look at the underlying source of this whole thing. Divrei Harav v'divrei Talmid divrei Mishomim. That God says leket. You saying hefka? Who do we listen to? You or God? The divrei Rav, the Talmid, divrei God. He says hachanami. So to hear with regards to the bechor or the ola, divrei mishomim. Look at Rashi. Hachinami. Right, look at Rashi. The hachinami. The Rashi. Harav kodmin ubechor hu. God said that firstborn's a bechor. If you now when does it become a bechor? As it gets born. If you create another circumstance, which also happened at the time of it being born, and it conflicts with the bechor, God said bechor first.
If you said nothing, it would be a bechor.
Right. So you can make it magdish in the womb, like we saw yesterday. But if you want to try and play God and say it becomes an ola at the same time that God said it becomes a bechor, then the divrei Talmid, divrei Rav. That was the first, I think, like nice little pearl of the Gemara. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid. Divrei, okay, new Mishnah. Manitin ha'omer v'lada shel zu ola v'hi shel shlamim. So what are you saying now? You're saying like this. The vlad of this one is an ola, the he and the mother is a shlamim. Okay? So that's the, you know, there two, there's a mother's pregnant. So omer vlada, its vlad is an ola, and he shlamim, dvarav kayamin. No problem, it all works, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Haomer vlada shel behema chol meuber. We're speaking about a vlada of a behema, chulin, that's muberet. The shita adds in the word chulin there. Okay? Or maybe add in the word chulin there. Oh, no, behema chulin. The shita says, a behemat chulin, right? Muberet.
Yep.
Right. We're talking about an animal here, it's a chulin. So there's no problem. If you say, however, aval, Rashi put the word in there, aval. You see Rashi there? The fourth one under Rashi, aval im amar. You see that Rashi? He adds in there, aval im amar. He shlamim. Uvlada ola. So you first speak about the mother. You say the mother is a shlamim and the vlad is an ola. Hareze vlad shlamim divrei Rabbi Meir. And he says, no. If you call the mother first a shlamim, the vlad is also a shlamim. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Right? Amar Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi Omer. I think there's actually a shita changes it because remember, you know what? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer. You know, I've always said that vort to the Shiva house, right? Why we learn Mishnayot to the Shiva house and not Gemara. So it's the brother of the Maharal. That's how he's known, unfortunately. He's a big Tamachim himself. He's known as the brother of the Maharal. He says, why do you learn Mishnayot to the Shiva house and not Gemara in the Shiva house? He says, because Gemara, everything in the Lashon is Amar Rav in the past tense. The Mishnah always says Rabbi Omer in the future, in the present tense. And in the Shiva house, you're talking about the mate as if he's still in the present tense. That's why you learn Mishnayot, and not you don't learn Gemara. So he has a classic case. So the Shama is what everyone knows. But he says, no, he says, not the real reason. He says that the real reason you learn Mishnah, because Mishnah says, Rebbe Omer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. When the Gemara, it's Amar Rav, he said. So you want it in the present tense. And this caught my mind because, look, it's a classic case. Here we got a Mishnah that says, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi is not a Mishnah star. That's a Gemara star. The Mishnah should say Rabbi Yossi Omer. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzet there, you'd bet. He says there, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer. See that? He changes it, Rabbi Yossi Omer, which is how Mishnah should be. Mishnah should be in the present tense, not Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer. It's exactly that. That's the change. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Im lachen nitkaven teruvis. He says, no, not like Rabbi Meir. If you call the mother a shlamim and then you call the child a vlada, it's too late. The child becomes a shlamim as well. He says, Im lachen nitkaven tchila. If your intention at the outset, when you started this process, you said, I want the mother to be a shlamim and the child to be a vlad, and you said that was your original intention. Hoil, he says, v'yif shali krosh nei shemot kacha. We aren't God. It says, Nas shamor v'zachor. We can't say shlamim va'ola b'dibur echad. So we got to say shlamim first and then ola second. Right? He says dvarav kayamin. Then your words are fine. Look at Rashi there. Hoyo ve'ef shali kro shlamim ba'echad. She'en ha'peh yachol ha'ber shnei dvarim ke'echad. You can't do it. Dvarav kayamin. Da'af be'gemar dvarav adam nitfas. Because here you see Rashi introduces the machloket here. He says, Ki da'af begemar dvarav adam nitfas. We'll see, Rabbi Meir is going to say that it's always tchilat tvarim nitfas. Your first words are what are important. You call the mother shlamim. Too late, shlamim, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even besof dvarav nitfas. Even the last, you said shlamim and vlad. We can look at the vlad as well. Right? Hoyo ve'umitchila. Kesheamar he shlamim lo nitkaven levlada, Rashi says, because when you said shlamim, your mind excluded the vlad. You knew you were going to come in a second and say that the vlad is an ola. Okay, there's im mitchachayol ve'im shali kros. Ve'im misheamar, however, says Rabbi Yossi, im misheamar harezu shlamim, you said harezu shlamim nimlach, and then you thought for a second, oh, what am I going to do now? If you only thought about it while you already said the im is a shlamim, then it's too late. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are arguing here about whether your intentions at the beginning were that the vlad will be a ola. Do we even go after your last words, only the first words? Okay, that's this Mishnah. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan. Now the fun and games start. Okay, really, this is, I think, one of the most amazing Gemaras we've learned, I think. Let's see, I hope that I do justice to it. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan. Hifrish chatat me'uberet v'yalda. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. We already see this Gemara. Right? So the Andaf Yud, there we are. And in Menachot we saw it as well. And in, okay. So like this. About hifrish chatat me'uberet. You set aside an animal as a chatat and it was pregnant already. V'yalda. And it had a child. Ratza ba mitchaper. Ratza bevlada mitchaper. You can now choose. Right? Whichever one you want to use. You set it aside, but it was already pregnant. So therefore, we saw before that when do we say that the Kedusha is separate? If it is... Well, I don't want to get complicated. Okay. Ratzah ba mitchaper, ratzah mitchaper. Says Rashi over here. Ratzah vlad mitchaper, dechi amrinan vlad chatat lemita azil. Why don't we say we've got a klal, right? We've got vlad, we've got the five chatot that die. One of them is a vlad chatat. So he has a classic case of the mother's a chatat, the mother is a chatat, right? And now the vlad's a chatat. Why don't we say, how can you do say, ratza ba mitchaper, ratza ba mitchaper? It should say vlad chatat, the vlad chatat meta. Kill it, right? So Rashi says, no. When do we say vlad chatat meta? Hani mili behegdisha ulevesof nit abra. That's if you're a magdish a chatat that wasn't pregnant, and then she became pregnant in the process, that vlad chata dies. However, aval higdisha meuberet, if you were magnesia when it was pregnant already, chashiv ubar likibule kedusha ba'anpei nafsha. The vlad is a separate animal, says Rabbi Yochanan. It never got kedusha with the mother. When you were magnesh the mother that was pregnant, you were magnesh the mother. The child can have a different kedusha. Like we just saw that in a second. You could say vlad chatat, im Ashlamim. Right?
So what happened to the mother?
The mother's also a chatat. You are magdish the animal which was pregnant. So you never separated the animal because the fetus could have got a separate kedusha. It's not considered the yerech imor, the extension of the mother, and therefore it's not a vlad chatat which will die. So it's got its own status. So now it's really like
you
choose now whichever one you want.
So you've chosen the vlad.
So now you'll say shenich peru balim. Now it's like any like when you magdish lachrayut. If you magdish an animal lachrayut. So then you got to get it to a mum, sell it, and bring the money for something else. Right? I think.
It's as if he
had two chataot in front of him. Exactly what it has. Look at Rashi. I think Rashi would even say that. Yeah, Rashi says it. Yeah, it's Rashi coming up. And it's not from the as a result of the mother that got its kedusha. And it says, if kemafrishtei chataot lachrayut, bedemitchaper beedushirtze. Right, that was the Rashi. Okay. Right, a bit different. But now your question. Now, when you mark these two animals lachrayut, I think I'm right. Mm. The one goes to be a mum. Okay. So now says Rabbi Yochanan. So my timer. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? Kasab Rabbi Yochanan im shiaro meshuyar. Right. What does it mean? Im shiaro meshuyar. If you didn't magdish the vlad. If you specifically decided I'm magdishing the mother, it's they're pregnant now, it's a pregnant animal, I'm magdishing the mother as a chatat, and I want the child to stay a chulin.
Mm-hmm.
It will stay a chulin. Look at Rashi. Im shiaro la vlad, she'amar vlada le chulin, I want the child to be a chulin, vehi chatat, and the mother a chatat, meshuyar, the child stays a chulin, doesn't get the kedusha of the mother. Vahavye chulin, and will stay chulin. Unbelievable this. That's why you think about it, right? Vahavan de'i ba'i lo kaddish. And since I could have excluded the kedusha from the child, alma lav yerech imohu. It's therefore it's not a limb of the mother. Kilo meshayele. And therefore, when I didn't meshayer, meshayer means to doing an active meshiu, right? I would have to say, the mother is a chata, the child is not. I never did that. But the fact that I didn't say the mother is, the child is not, the child becomes a chatat, but its own chatat. You with me? Did we get that last sentence that I said? Right? Because I had the ability to exclude the child from any kedusha, it's not a yerech imo, and therefore when I makdish the, I say that animal's a vlad, a chatat, the vlad becomes a chatat. But it's not a chatat mikoach imo, it's a chatat mikoach atzmo. And therefore, it's if I was magdish lachrayut, right? Nami lav yech imohu umachmat atzmo kadosh v'lo mochat imo v'lo have kevlad chatat. It's not a vlad chatat, it is a chatat. That's the ikka, the chidush avi here, right? It's not a vlad chatat, even though it is a vlad, but it's not a vlad chatat, it's a chatat. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, כי, what does he say? אם שיערו משויר, ואובה לב ירח אימוהו, והווה לי כמפרי שתי חטאות לאחריות, and therefore, רצה מתחפר בה, רצה מתחפר בחברת. You can choose. You've now got two חטאות in front of you, and you can decide which ones you want to use as the kapara. Okay, up until now, everything is beautiful. Now comes along, unbelievable. Come on. Okay, now we say like this. I hope I'm not overselling it either. Okay.
Too late.
Okay. Moti Rabbi Elazar. Now, I've got one little question of you. Just please look in your notes, somewhere in the Gemara there. That Rabbi Elazar is not a Tana, right? It's Rabbi Elazar Amora, even though we call him Rabbi. Am I right? Does it say that anyway? That it's an Amora? Because now we've got in the Mishnah, we've often got Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar. We see the change often in the Mishnahs, and normally they're Tana. This seems to be Rabbi Elazar and Amora, because later on the Gemara says he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, which confused me a bit. You got notes there, Michael? Does it say anything anyway? Nothing? Okay, because it confused me a bit, but okay. So now, motiv Rabbi Elazar. So it's clearly that it's Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, and he brings a kashya from a brighter. He says like this. Our Mishnah, from our Mishnah. He shlamim uvlada ola. If you say, it's a Mishnah we just learned a second ago, right? Right? If you said, aval, im, omer, the second case in our Mishnah, he shlamim, vevlada ola, hare ze vlad shlamim. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you say, she's a shlamim, and the vlad is an ola, the vlad actually becomes a shlamim. Right? So now he says, V'isalkedatach im shiaro meshuyar. And if you're going to apply the principle of Rabbi Yochanan, that when you makdish a pregnant animal, the fetus is its own kedusha, and if you want it, you can even leave it as a chulin. Harei zev lad shlami. Right? The Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say? Harei ze vlad shlamim. Right? Harei ze vlad shlamim. And we actually should have said, Harei zo shlamim mi baye lemitna. What's the Mishnah saying? It's saying, you call the mother a shlamim, and the child became a vlad shlamim. You tell me, no! The vlad doesn't become a shlamim because of the koach of the imor. It's got its own kedusha. It actually should have been harei ze shlamim, harei zo shlamim. You should have, it should have been as if you were saying two shlamims. You were makdish the vlad on its own. The mother's harei he shlamim, she's a female. The male fetus now is you should have harei zo shlamim by lemitni. You understand? Mm-hmm. You should have been makdishing the vlad on its own. There's no vlad coming on it as a result of the mother. We said the vlad is a separate entity to the mother. Right? Look at Rashi down at the bottom. Harei ze vlad shlamim. Alma midekarei vlad shlamim. He says, since it's called the vlad of the shlamim, demikoach ima nachatale kedusha velo machmat nafshei. It's not on its own kedusha. We see it's called a vlad shlamim. It's got a kedusha as a vlad, as a shlamim from its mother. The gabe chatat nami, and therefore the same should apply with the chatat. Vlad chatat mikri. This is a classic vlad chatat. What do we know about a vlad chatat? Va'azi lemita, it should be killed. Why are you telling me this is not a vlad chatat? You told me, when is it a vlad chatat? It's only a vlad chatat if I was magnish an animal and then it fell pregnant. That's a vlad chatat. But magnish a pregnant animal is not a vlad chatat. It is a vlad chatat. And if you think, Rabbi Yochanan, that you had the possibility of leaving it on its own without Kedusha, because it's a separate animal, it's nothing to do with the mother. And if you didn't leave it alone and make it chulin, hu de kaddish, harei havlad atzmo shlamim, ibayda lemitnei. We should have said the vlad shlamim, we could should have learned it completely differently. In other words, what he's saying, Abiyah, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that it's not a vlad shlamim, it's its own shlamim, and we see our Mishnah calls it a vlad shlamim, which is proof that it became a shlamim because of the mother, not on its own. Right? This is a hell of a big kasha here to Rabbi Yochanan. So comes along Amar Rav Tavla. I don't know who Rav Tavla is. Amar Rav Tavla. Rav Tavla says, no. This is no argument against Rabbi Yochanan, right? Now I've got my conspiracy theories, right? Everyone comes to protect Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the day if there's an attack on Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Tavla, bar mina dahahi. Everything else is right except this is a wrong one. This particular case that you're bringing is the problem. This you can't use. Look at Rashi. Mehahi lo tikshi. From this particular case here, of the Mishnah, our Mishnah of the Shlamim, you can't ask the question, why? Deshibashtehi. This is a corrupted story, this. Right? The Tanya Vlad, Hareze Vlad Shlamim. He says, because actually it is like you should have read it. Not, he Shlamim, what do we say there? Harezu Vlad Shlamim. Don't read it like that. Harei zo vlad shlamim. Either read it, harei ze vlad shlamim. In other words, the Mishnah Shittim HaKubetzit, they add in the Mem Zayin, right? Ze vlad shlamim. As if it was a separate Kedusha in and of its own. Right? He knows like that. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. No, wait, let's Amar Rav Tavla, Bar Min Nahi. Okay, so basically he says, this is Meshubashta. You can't learn anything from it. He said, "Bar Minahi, ha Amar Rav leTana, because Rav said to the Tana, Tanei Harei Zo Shlamim. Change your Mishnah and don't read it like Rabbi Meir said. He Shlamim Vlad Ola Harei Zo Vlad Shlamim. He said to him, rather change it and say Harei Zo Shlamim without the Vlad. So Zo He Shlamim Harei Zo Shlamim, not Vlad Shlamim." So therefore, it's exactly like it should have been, like you wanted to say. So we bounce out this whole question completely. But the Mishnah doesn't stop over there. The Gemara carries on and says, okay, Meitivei, another challenge now to Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer l'shivchato, Some of you might remember this. We learned this in Kiddushin, I think. It's called Kiddushin. Yeah, Gittin. But I think it's also in Kiddushin. Gittin, okay. He said like this. Ha'omer l'shivchato, you've got a female servant, a slave, right? And you say to her, Harei at shivcha uvladeich ben chorin. But your fetus, she's carrying a baby, is a ben chorin.
That makes sense. Because he said it's an ola. I mean, it's a vlad shlamim, but it's actually an ola.
No, there were two separate cases. The first case...
Shlamim v'vlad ola.
No, the first case was... No, the first case was... Because we said... right, so we said... Well, what was the outcome? Hare zo... You mean it should have been a vlad... You mean it still could have been an ola.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron makes a good point. You know what he's saying? Even if we wanted to say that Arezu Shlami, the guy... No, I'll tell you why it won't work. Because Rabbi Meir, that's what Rashi added, Rabbi Meir says you go after Lashon Rishon Tafus. So the Ola doesn't exist any longer. The question now is, does the fetus become a Shlami Mikoach Imo? Or does it become a Shlami on its own? That's why it will be a Shlami. Okay. So now, Meitivei, Ha'omer L'Shivcha, Toriat Shivcha, Uvladeich Ben Chorin. So if you say to the shivcha, you're a shivcha, and your fetus is a ben chorin, im hayata meuberet, the shita changed that word, im hayata meuberet, if she really was pregnant, zachta lo. What do you mean zachta lo? Look at Rashi, zachta lo, v'yatza havlad lechayrut. Right? Her vlad becomes a free slave. So what do we see here? That the vlad and the mother are two separate entities. Right? Got it?
Oh, she wasn't
quite pregnant. Amazing. Eh? If she was pregnant, right. It says yeah. Im hayata meuberet, zachta lo. If she isn't pregnant, then obviously she can't. The fetus can't be free. There's no fetus. You'll say later she became pregnant. When he said it, I was talking. You've got a fetus. You haven't got a fetus. That's a new fetus. We'll discuss it another time. But in the meantime, you're free, right? Now look at the Gemara says why. Da havelei kemeshachrer chatzi avdo. Look at that. Because if a guy was Meshachrer, half is Eved. Right? The Meshachrer, Chetzi Avdo. Umani. Who's this Tana going like? At the moment, it's okay, you know what? Just look downstairs at Rabbi Gershon. Please do me a favor, everyone look at Rabbi Gershon. They're very last Rabbi Gershon on the Amud. Right? Zachta lo get Shichru. This is over here. Umiya lo kashi imata ubara. This is Rabbi Gershon. Zachalo. Right? What's Zachalo? Get Shichru. Now, how can the baby get shichrur? Baby's in the fetus, in the womb, right? V'havelei, it's as if kemeshachrer chetzio, the kana chetzio ben chorin. It's as if he had a slave who was half a slave, and he bought him for half a day. Remember, you could do that, right? You could buy a slave, like say Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever. It's a slave, and on Monday, Tuesday, or Monday or Thursday, whatever. You know what I mean, right? It's a congregation days right now, right? It's not a slave. V'hachenami, ki amar la vladeich ben chorin, says Rabbi Gershon, when he said to her, your vlad is a ben chorin, nase kemakne la leshichrur, look at Rabbi Gershon, yeah, echad mi evareha, was if he was meshachrer, one of her evarim, which is the evar that is meshachrer, the vlad is an ever, right? Vegito veyado shel vlad ba'in keechad. And the get and the hand come together. What's our normal problem? An Eved is owned by his master. Anything you put into the Eved's hand is the master's. So if you give an Eved a get, it's the master's hand. You're giving yourself the get. So he says, no, when you give the get and his hand come together. So it's actually his own hand, so he can acquire the get. Right? We've learned that before, remember?
Yeah.
So now, V'yado shel vlad bain kechad, deyesh la reshut le'imo la'atzma shekemekabedet lo gito. Right? V'leker imeimar ma shekanta shifche kanta rabba. We don't say what she buys. It's actually the master's. Daha yesh ba ketzat shichrur, says Rabbi Gershon. She's got a bit of shichrur because she's representing a bit of shichrur of the vlad. So it's if she's a part shichrur, which is the vlad in her, and therefore the get works. Okay? So now, man, we're trying to dispute Rabbi Yochanan who says, im meshuyar shia, that you can separate the two. Okay, let's carry on. Umanin, who is the Tana of this thing? Rabbi Meir, he kidatanya, המשחר חצי עבדו, רימר תולס ההלוכה, אין מסכת גיטין, אם הוא משחר חצי עבדו, יצא לחירות, וגיטו וידו בין כאחת. And it works. Now that is, why does this work, says the Gemara? Because that tani is Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir has got this concept of gito v'yado bain ke'echa yukam m'shachre chatzi evdo. Ela, the shita edinya, ela I amart, if you're telling me, im shiaro m'shuyar, if you want to apply the principle, look how the Gemara changes everything now, literally upside down. Just try and follow me, I'll bless you. And if you want to say shiaro m'shuyar, this concept of Rabbi Yochanan, which means that the mother and the fetus are two separate kedushas. Now look at Rashi, because Rashi helps us here. Rashi comes from another angle. What does he say here? Im shiaro m'shuyar, im shichrer ha'aim. If on the other way around, not this case here, but he'll prove it from the other way around. If you wouldn't but free the mother, v'shiyer ha'vlad, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're two separate things, right? So you can mishachar the mother and say, you free, but your fetus is mine, right? Like with the korban, right? Meshuyar hu la'avodato. If you're going to say that, then he would stay as an evet. Al mashnei gufim, you know, they're two separate entities. Amai zachta lo. How do we say in this case that she was zoche and he goes free? On the contrary, Lehave ke eved hamekabel get shichrur lechaveiro miyad rabo shelo. What's happening here? He says, if you're going to tell me that they're two separate entities, Rabbi Meir explained it because she's got a bit of get shichrur and you came a shachre chatzi eved vegito biyado ban keechan. That works. But if you want to apply Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, which says they're two separate things, then in theory, you can mashachre the mother and leave the eved. So what are we saying? The mother and the eved are already two avadim. And it's like, let's ignore now the mother and the child. And say we've got two people who are both avadim and they both belong to the same person. Right? Look here. It says, Lavek eved makabel get shichru lechaver miyad rabo shelo. Sheshnehem avadim lesh echad. The mother and the baby here, for same purposes, are the avadim to the one same person. The ein chaver meshuchra. Now, he has one eved, he has another eved. This eved is not meshuchra at all. We've got the mother and the child. They're like two avadim. The same master. What are we saying? We're saying that the master is giving a get to this guy for this guy. Because he's giving the get to the mother for the child, or to the child for the mother, if you look at it, right? It's as if they're two avadim. Sharei harav lo ishlich get hashichrur biyado into his own guy. It's if he never gave it to him, why? The hoyil v'natnu la'avdo, since he gave it to his eved, k'mishe natno b'tfusato dami. It's if he gave it to himself. When I'm meshachre this eved, so we can say gito v'yado bain ke'echad, right? But if I give him the get for him, so how do we have get in v'yado bain ke'echad? I gave myself a get. So if I give myself a get, there's no effect on this guy whatsoever. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Meshuyar Ishir, if he's actually saying that are two separate people, then there are two separate avadim. And each one's an eved of the other one. How can I give this one a get for that one? How can I tell the mother that he's Meshuchran? If it's Yerech Imo, and it's like a limb, so we can say that a part of it is free now, because a part of my limb is free. Like Rabbi Gershom said, there's a little bit of shichrur. But if they're completely separate people, like Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, then the concept of being mashachrer, the vlad, can't work. You with me? You got to admit it's very clever. Right? That's unbelievable. So look at this. Right? Look back in the Gemara. Imam Achiyu Meshuyar Uvar Lav Yech Imahu. Amai Zachtelo. How do we say Zachtelo? Vaha Tanya, what do we say? Nirin Devarim, we look, Sha'eved Zoche Lekabel Get Shichru Shechaver Miyad Rabo, from somebody else, Sha'elo Shilos, not his, Velo Miyad Rabo Shelo. Right? Look at the shit, Shelo, the Yad Eved Ke Yad Rabo Dami. Like, it's not his hand. Elas, the Gemara Shema Mina, Im Shiaro, Eino Shiaro. It doesn't work. V'tiyuvta Rabbi Yochanan. This is an outright smashing at Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says, tiyufta. Now we know tiyufta, double tiyufta.
gone. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan can't say Imashri Ashir. So now, what's the Gemara going to do now? Going to try and defend Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, right?
It's just a tiyupta to the
Imshir Mishriya.
To the Mishnah Beshta, he still stands.
No, the Mishnah Beshta was a previous Mishnah, was a previous motif, Rabbi Elazar. This is a new motif.
It's a
motif
to the
Tiyuf.
It's a
motif
to the Mishnah Beshta.
No, the Mishnah Beshta came and said our first motif, Rabbi Elazar, didn't work. So Rabbi Elazar said, okay, you can't prove it to me from there because you're saying that's a Mishnah Beshta. So now I'll bring you another case which is not a Mishnah Beshta. Well, I'll prove that it still works. That one I accept. That one you knock. You said I can't use that one because it's a Mishnah Beshta. Fine. I've got another one. It's also a Mishnah Beshta. No. Now this is not a Mishnah Beshta. It works. That's what the Gemara says. You're right. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyufta. We accept that one. So the Gemara says finished. So now the Gemara now tries to try and say maybe we can help Rabbi Yochanan here. The Gemara says Lema im shiaro meshuyar tenahi. It's not really a Tiyufta. But it's a Tanai, the Machloket Tanayim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like the one side of the Machloket. And this Mishnah which we brought over here now, this case over here of Meshachar Eved, is the other side of the Machloket. And if you've got two Tanayim, it's not a Tiyufta. Who said Rabbi Yochanan holds like one? He's on the one, so what do you want? He's got a Tana to rely on. The Gemara says it straight out. No, Bli Busha, right? Leima, Imshir, Meshuyar, is actually Tanai. We don't want to accept the Tiyufta. The Tanya, why? We've got a brighter. That's why I thought that was also from Kiddushin. Ha'omer l'shivchato harayat bat chorin uvladeich eved. He has the other way around to that case we saw in Gittin. Right there he was meshacher the vlad. He has meshacher the eved. Ha'omer l'shivchato, he said to your servant, you free, but your blood stays in eved. What does the Gemara say there? Or the Mishnah there, the brighter there? Vlada kamoha divre Rabbi Yossi Agri. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the vlad is like the mother. Stays like the mother, and therefore he's also meshuchrar, says Rashi. Because she's meshuchrar, mother goes with her. The chachamim omrim, and chachamim say, dvarav kayamin. Look at Rashi, rokamin vavlad eved. Why? Why do they say that? Chachamim, mishum shenema. We've got a pasuk that says, ha'isha viladea tiyel adonea. The mother and its child will be to the master. Which seems to imply that the mother and the child go together. But the mother and child will be to the master, right? Mother and child will be to the master, right? Dear Rabbi, and Chachamim said that they're separate. So the Gemara challenges that little base. The Gemara says what? Kra mai tamul Rabbanan? You tell me that this Kra supports Rabbanan? That they're separate? On the contrary. Amarava, Rabbi agrees now and says, Amarava, Kra, Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Actually, the pasuk supports Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Diktani vlada kamoa, that the child is the blood is like the mother. Shneimar aishav vladet yeladonea. Okay. Bizman she aishav ladonea vlada ladonea. Okay. So we sorted out that Mishnah. We see a machloket Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Chachamim, whether the child and the mother go together, the child and the mother don't go together. Now here we can understand that this might be a classic case of Mishuar Shiur, right? The mother, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the mother and the child go together. Why? Because it's one, and there's no shiur, they go together. And Rabbi and Chachamim say, no, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be like Chachamim, so that you can separate them. That would be a perfectly good idea, right? That's what basically the Gemara wants to say. And the Gemara says, my love, behind kamifligay, isn't this the machloket? Rabbi Yossi savar shiuro ena meshuyar, right? He says, you can't split them up. Rabbanan savar meshuyar. And therefore, we support Rabbi Yochanan. Now, look at this. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, that's not a machloket. That's not the machloket. You're going to help me with that machloket. Why? Because I'm going to tell you nonetheless, Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan's doche this completely. He says, Kule alma im shiru meshuyar. As a rule, there's no tiyufta. And the world, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Chachamim, meshuyar, shuyar. Ah, so what happened over here, in this case over here, where we knocked me out completely, behind the Bahacha, right, Hainu Taima, right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in this Mishnah over here, which we want to try and show that Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't agree and says that the Vlad is Kamoha, which would mean that it isn't a Shiur,
Right? Hainu time Rabbi Yisrael Gidi, why? The Amar Kra, Ha'isha V'Yadeh Tiyad Adonea. Because we're going to exert a katu. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it. The pasuk specifically, explicitly says so. Not because of yerech imho, not because the fetus and the mother are attached. They're two separate animals. It's a special din in shifcha, which explains, by the way, the previous machloket when we said over here motiv, right? That's why there was a tiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saying, in the din of Shifcha, there's a gzeirat katuv. V'isha aviradeya, tiradoneya. That's why we don't say shiur with regards to Shifcha. But as a rule, we say shiur to Shifcha. So if we're knocking out that, we don't even try and say that it's a machloket tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan's bouncing out the whole premise that shiur doesn't exist because Vlad, Shifcha is a separate din all on its own. Okay? אבל רבי יוחנן כולם משיר משיר באחד אמיתן דאמר קרא האיש לא ידיד עליה אלא so the Gemara says you know what okay so that we still want to try and, we're still stuck with that tiyufta so the Gemara says okay אלא ודאי למה כי התנאי we still want to try and put the story on a machloket tanaim right and he says let's say that, that it's not that tanaim it was another machloket tanaim the Tanya השוכן אל החטת if you shech the chatat right Umatzaba ben al dalet chai. Remember, we learned this before this halacha a few daf ago. We had a din there of why dafka ben dalet chai, because a keves has to be 5 months old to become a keves. And the question was, is it a case of what's it called, bempkua or not? And can you eat the child as a result of the mother when it's really 4 months old? I think it will be married. There says that even if it's 5 months old, you already can't have bempkua. There's all story like that. But 4 months old, no, everyone argues it's still a bempkua, and therefore it goes off to the mother. Now, what did we say? We said that a kodshim bahavayatan omed, right? Kai. What do you mean bahavayatan? It gets it, the blood of a kodesh gets its kedusha when it's born. If you cut open the mother and you found it inside the mother, it wasn't born. So if it wasn't born, then really it hasn't got kedusha yet. Right? It's a separate animal. You with me? So he has a katakis. Ashochel achatat, umatza bad dalet chai, Rashi ashochel achatat, ksakadatach shekdisha mu'uberet. Rashi says, the havamina here is that you imagine the animal when it was already mu'uberet. So therefore, it's a separate kedusha. Right? Tani chada. One Tana says, "Ein necheret el zichre kohuna, ein necheret el yom v'layle echad, ein necheret el lifnim min haklai." One Tana says it's got exactly all the dinim of a chatat. You can only eat it for day and night. Only kohanim zicharim, only male kohanim, and you can only eat it inside the midrash. Tani ilach. Another Tana says, "Necheret lechol adam. Anyone can eat it. Necheret lechol makom. Anybody you want to eat it. Necheret olam. You can always eat it. Always good. No klusha whatsoever." My love tonight. Isn't this the Tanai of the Machlok Tanai, which we said, Rabbi Yochanan? The Tana Kamar Shiro Meshuya. The Haggadah Bach changes this out, the order. That the Tana Kamar says Shiro Meshuya. That it is Shiro Meshuya, and therefore it's two separate animals, and therefore it's like a korban. And therefore, when you makdish it, and it's got a korban, umar savar shiaro enu meshuyar, and one says, no, it's yerech imo. If it was yerech imo, look at in Rashi's here for a second. Ma ilav haka miflegai. The Tanakama de mashvelei torat chatat kesavar. He says, im shiaro meshuyar. If you had separated, you could have. The kavan de chashiv kebahem of anpei nafshei ki lo shayrei nami chalek kedusha bete. That we said, right? You had the possibility of keeping it as a separate kedusha. You didn't. It got the kedusha of its mother, right? And therefore, that's why it's a korban chatat. And the other tana says no. He says shiur. We don't have shiur. Isn't a separate animal? The kaddish keshar vladot kodshim. But it only become a kodshim when it got born. And since it never got born, you found it still alive in the animal. The kedusha hadn't settled in yet, and therefore do what you want with it. You with me? You got it? A little bit tricky then. So Amar Lechas, the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Don't try and prove here, machlokot tanaim here, that one side says, im shiur lo meshuyar. He says, no. The kula almeim shiur mishur. Everyone says shiur. V'hai tan tanai v'ha'akirvi. And this machloket is a different source altogether. Machloket, not this machloket. They're arguing about something else. The mar savar vlade kochim b'havaya tan hen kadoshim. Umar savar vlade kochim b'maya iman hen kadoshim. It's a machloket. Machloket is it b'havaya tan when they're born? And Tana Kama says, and when they're born, they're kadoshim. Right? No, sorry. Tana Kama will tell you that even in the Rechim Imo, they are kadoshim and therefore zechatat. And the other side will tell you, and when they're born, they're kadoshim, therefore it's kadoshim, you can do whatever you want with it. But you buy Aime Lokashi, you can say, now they're Lokashi, why? Kan Beshek Disha Ulevasofrit Abra, you can also say, different machlok altogether. We remember Rashi said, Kesal Kedatach, that we think we're speaking about an animal that was. It's sanctified as a pregnant animal. Maybe no. Maybe the one Tana who says that the kedusha is like a kedusha of a chatat, kambeh sheik disha ulevasofer abba. You magnish it, and then it got born, and that's why it became pregnant. And then everybody agrees that it becomes a chatat. And kan b'shenet ibra ulevasofer disha. One was another animal which you magdished pregnant, and therefore it wouldn't be a chatat until it was born. Okay. That's two other videos. Okay, quick. Let's quickly get into the Mishnah. Matkivra Rava. Okay, so basically we got it, right? So we finished it. I thought it was great. Okay. Matkivra Rava. Rava now goes back, all the way to the back. Look at Rashi. Matkivra Rava. Ahad de motvinna Rabbi Yochanan, meim hayatam uberet zachtalo, umukbinna Rabbi Tiyufta. Rava now goes back to this Tiyufta, to this last case over here, which is the second case on Amud Aleph. Where we had Ha'omer l'shivchato, arayz l'shivcha, v'lal ha'milchoyit nimayta u'mubayet zachtalo. Remember, we brought the Eved there. We said the Eved goes free. And we said that therefore it's a Jew to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because if they are, like Rabbi Yochanan says, two separate people, then how can the one meshachre the other? Okay? We go back to that. Amar Rava on there. Amar Rava mimai the time of Rabbi Yochanan. Why do you say that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan mishum de'im shiro meshuyar? Maybe, why are you saying Rabbi Yochanan's whole reason is because in Mashiach Shur that he says the Shiur, and therefore we have the Tiyufta. Til Mahainu time with Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Yochanan's got a different reason altogether, and therefore the Tiyufta wouldn't apply. Right? So he says, my name is Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Dim Shum Mishuyar, to tell the Tiyufta. See, there would be a Tiyufta. He says, maybe, says Rashi, deal with Talmud Rabbi Yochanan is a different reason altogether. To Afa Gav Mikoch Imei Kaddish, even that does become Kaddish because of its mother, law as the bit, still, because what was our problem? If it wasn't, if it's a separate animal, so we can say it's not a Vlad Chatat, and therefore doesn't get killed, because Rabbi Yochanan was one who said that if you makdish an animal as a Chatat and it's got a fetus, you can decide which one you want to use as Kapara. And we don't have to kill it because it's not a Vlad Chatat. What is a Vlad Chatat? If you makdish an animal, it becomes pregnant afterwards. Right? So our real question here is, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you makdish this pregnant animal, the Vlad doesn't have to die? Why isn't it a Vlad Chatat? So Rabbi says, maybe it's not a Vlad Chatat for a different reason. Right? Look at Rashi. Even though it is Kaddish from his mother, lo az limit, why doesn't it get killed as a Vlad Chatat? The Adam mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh. Because the person wants the best one to do hekdesh on, v'chi azio vlad chatat lemita heched lo ratzel hitchaper bo ele b'imo. And when would you kill the mother? When would you kill the vlad if you preferred the mother? In other words, you're saying that you've got an animal now pregnant, gets born, you can now choose, and you do hekdesh for the best animal, and if the mother's the best animal, then you'll kill the vlad. But you can still choose. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, you can still choose. Why doesn't he get killed? But I'm saying sure. Right, I'm sure the Yom HaHayotah Rabbi Yochanan, the Yom HaChapeh B'Shev HaChidesh. So Amar Lai Rabbi Ibnuna, so Rabbi Ibnuna says like this. Just look at Rashi quickly. Amar Rabbi Ibnuna, Lo Matzit Amar Detam Rabbi Yochanan Lav Mishum Di Imsharu Mishuyar. You can't say that. Rabbi Yochanan's reason is not because of Imshar Mishuyar. The Vadai Mishum Achiyot. There's no question to Rabbi Ibnuna. His reason is because of this Imshir Mishuyar. The Ha, and what's his reason? Now look at Rashi, back in the Gemara for a second. Rabbi Elazar, Talmidei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Yochanan's Talmid. Ve'yativ lekamei. And he was sitting there right in front of him. Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'lo ahadar le'hai shinua. And when Rabbi Elazar asked this question here, when we said, yeah, motiv Rabbi Elazar, he shlamin vlada ola harezu vlad shlamin yisakadatach shiru mashir harezu vlad shlamin harezu shlamin baile mita. And we said over there, barmi, we try to protect Rabbi Yochanan, we said, barmi hani he. That's a meshubashta. We never saw Rabbi Yochanan turn around to Rabbi Elazar, in the Beit Midrash and say, what are you talking about? What are you asking about im shiru mashir? That's not my reason. My reason's got to do with Hekdesh, with the what's the word he used there? B'shevach Hekdesh. We never saw Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in the Beit Midrash. He says, it can't be. V'yad rivlo halilei ha'shinuya. V'at amar tam Rabbi Yochanan mishum di'im adam yichav b'shevach Hekdesh. Where do you get that from? Okay, so he says, it can't be. Okay, next quickly. Im mishamar harezu shlamim nimlach. Now, quickly, end of the Mishnah. We said, im mishamar harezu shlamim nimlach. Remember, we saw there that if he had never had the decision outright, he had to think about it. Then we said that even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it becomes a shlamim. So Gemara says, yeah, pshita vlad shlamim. He says, it's pashut vlad shlamim. Ela kol emat tebay mimlach. But how long is it? What? He's got all the time in the world to think. I don't understand. If you tell me, you thought, but what do you mean you thought, right? Amar papa lo nitzcha. No, what are we learning here? Ela she'amar betoch kedai dibur. That's the case. He said, that's a shlamim, that's a chatat. That's a shlamim, and he said, that's a chatat. Right? Mar, what we have thought, tochel dibur kedibur dami. We might have thought that tochel dibur is good enough. Aha, iyunahuda kamayim. But yeah, nonetheless, he's busy asking all questions. Kamashpa, no, it would be okay. Or I'm not even sure what's the answer. Kamashpa, what?
Not considered
continuous speech. Even tochel dibur. In other words, you have to be lechat from the outset. Would have been, okay, we'll carry on to